Wednesday morning on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, we take a break from our show here at Christine Revel Children's Home to travel to India. Welcome to SA Global Explorer, brought to you by FNB Private for advice that's as well-traveled as you. Unlock invaluable, help changes everything. FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized FSP and credit provider. Sean is our Global Explorer today. Good morning, Sean.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Lekker. Listen, I believe you went to India for a wedding. What was that like?
It was honestly mind-blowing. they aren't really many other words, right?
Yeah.
I was there for essentially a family wedding with my late partner's family.
All right.
And she passed away during COVID, and I obviously was staying close to the family,
yes.
and her cousin invited me out to Kerala for her wedding, which was also a chance to go back to her roots and see, you know, where she came from, which was something I'd been wanting to do. So, flew down into Kerala to spend 2 weeks with the family there, and it was, everything about it was just beautiful, breathtaking.
What was it like as a South African exploring India? I mean, did you feel welcome there?
Super welcomed,
yeah.
Definitely welcomed. I think where we were was not a very touristy area.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's sort of off the beaten path a little bit, and also because I was there with family.
Yes.
We were essentially in towns and villages and not really, you know, like the tourist hotspots.
Yes.
It was over Christmas and New Year, so it was quite touristy, but it was all local tourists. It was all Indian tourists from other parts of the country.
Sure.
And I found that fascinating because wherever I was, there'd be a sprinkling of foreigners, and otherwise it was very, very local.
Local. Wow. I guess that's pretty special to experience that. Obviously, loads of highlights from that trip. A couple of your favorite moments of visiting India?
The wedding, of course, which was, you know, an auditorium of 1,000 people. A cultural eye-opening experience like I haven't had before, between the rituals and the food. And just all the love that people showed for each other, and how it sort of plays out over a couple of days as well. And it wasn't the Bollywood style of song and dance sort of wedding. It was much more sort of wholesome is not the right word, but
traditional.
It was much more traditional and very, very family-oriented and very special. But then I spent days doing the riverboats around Alappuzha, which is, they call it the Venice of Kerala, is the sort of tagline. But that's really just this beautiful houseboat experience. Spent a few nights on the beach in Varkala for New Year. And I think that's sort of probably a place that goes from being very quiet, very special, a lot of yoga retreats and sort of very spiritual most of the year. And then over New Year, the people descend from all over India onto it, and it becomes this party hotspot where, you know, every inch of beach is fireworks and music.
That's amazing.
New Year's on the beach it sort of started with a buffet fish dinner, which is beautiful. Mm. You know, like the food's so good. Very traditional music until about 9 p.m. and then turned into what sort of a Bollywood trance party is the only way I could think of to describe it. And then you've got young and old, everybody, kids, grandparents, everybody's
that
on the
is
beach
amazing.
Together. It was wild.
Oh, that is. Wild. Listen, it's lovely, lovely being able to connect with your experience of India through your eyes and through your memories of it. So thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning, sharing those stories with us.
Yeah, pleasure.
Stunning. Thank you, Sean, and thank you to everyone who contributed to the SA Global Explorer. Proudly brought to you by FNB Private. Go check out all the explorers on smilefm.co.za.